Turn your radio down, turn your radio down. This is a special bonus episode that you are about to listen to. I did not want to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to insert this bit of goodness, so I decided to give it to you as a bonus. I hope you enjoy. Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping into the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, and I am your host as well as chief encourager and author. In order for you to hang out with us in this awesome space, all that's required for you to do is sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions, DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now. In this current moment, I am sitting in front of the window. I'm in my room, I'm in front of the window, and I'm in front of the window for good reason, because I'm putting makeup on. So I'm putting makeup on because I'm getting ready to go to an event. A friend of mine by the name of Olivia, she has this workshop called Own Your Story Workshop. So she goes around to different cities and she conducts this workshop all about owning your story. Now, more in depth than that, I don't know. I don't know what it really consists of, but that's why I'm getting dressed right now and putting my face on, because we're going to go to this workshop. She was nice enough to invite me out this evening to attend the workshop. And I'm excited because I want to hear what it's all about. She's been doing this workshop for months now. I mean, that I know of, but actually it might be more like a year. And she's done it at some pretty cool locations. I think she's been at Google before. We're here in the Silicon Valley, so she's been at some of these top places that you can sort of get in the door at in terms of Silicon Valley tech spaces. And if I'm talking a little suspect to you right now, it could be because I'm trying to somewhat multitask in that I'm talking and filling in my eyebrows. So Olivia is a really cool person, and you're probably a little familiar with her if you're a regular listener to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, because she was on the Candid Kiki episode. Yes, that is the same Olivia. Super cool, highly energetic, very knowledgeable. So I can't wait to get to this workshop this evening and hear what she has to offer. Usually it seems like the workshop is a group full of women. I don't think that it's like excluding men, but it probably just attracts more women than it does men. So I'm imagining that Own Your Story is going to help you craft what your messaging is as a professional and showing up in professional spaces. So I thought it would be cool to bring you guys along on this experience of going to the Own Your Story workshop. Like I said, I don't know what to expect, but we're going to finish putting my face on. We're going to hop in the car And we're going to make our way there. Now, when you go to events, how do you guys feel? Do you ever have, like, a little apprehension about who am I going to meet? What am I going to say? Am I going to have small talk? Do you do things like read the daily news or something? Or maybe, like, if you subscribe to something like The Skim, do you, like, make sure that you catch up so that if you have to have small talk with people, you kind of, like, know what's going on for the day and you know that you can engage in this small talk? That's one of the things that I tried to do, but today I ran out of time, so I don't really have a chance to catch up on my small talk, but I'll do my best. I'm sure I'll be fine. And I wouldn't say that I get apprehension when going to events, but I'm always curious, like, who's going to be there? Who am I going to meet? What are they going to be talking about? You know? So I have to make sure, you know, I bring my business cards and stuff, and I got new business cards. And I'm wondering, too, like, I was asking someone the other day, like, how important is it for you to carry business cards now? Like, is that a must like it once was? Because I find that when I bring business cards, I don't really give them out like that. Like, I don't really find myself super giving them out. And maybe it's because a lot of people ask each other for social media information now. And that's just kind of the way that they figure, I'll be able to keep in touch with you, get in track with you. Then there could be those instances where you need more than just sliding in somebody's DM. So I guess I could see how having a business card is still super beneficial. Let me know what you all think. So after I put my face on, I might get a little snack because there's supposed to be food there, but A, you never know what a food situation is like at an event. And B, it's a few hours before the event right now, so I don't really want to, like, be majorly starving when I get there. So, I'll check back in with you all when I get in the car. All right, here we go. So, I am gassed up and I am ready to go. It's time to hit the road. Go get my Own Your Story on. You know what the thing that I did not consider, didn't really think about? Because I'm going to this workshop, I'm going to have to participate in the workshop. So, this should be interesting because I don't know. I mean, I feel like I have a good handle on what my story is, but I'm sure there will be exercises here that it seems like it could be a little intimidating, but also I'm up for the challenge. So, let's go. So I've arrived and currently just walking around. The space is super cute here. It makes me feel like I've just walked into another, like, city location. I don't know. It just kind of, like, feels transformative. Like, you just dropped out of where you are and are plopped into this pretty wonderful little working oasis. Super cute. I like it. I definitely like it. I've arrived a bit early because I knew that parking would be tricky, and I am ready to own my story. Yes, I'm so excited about this, and I can't wait for you guys to hear bits and pieces of what happens in this workshop, as well as come back to you with my overall thoughts.
I've been doing it for, like I said, since then, about 5 years ago, with one-off clients that are mainly nonprofits, some female-led companies. And in October of last year, I presented at a workshop at a conference just for women. And that was the first time that I had 3 hours with them. And at the end of the 3 hours, they said, can we work through lunch? We're liking this. Okay. So we went through lunch, and at the end, almost all of them walked up to me afterwards and said, I think you should do this for a living. And I decided in that moment to not talk myself out of that compliment. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to accept that. How, like, a lot of times we want to be like, what? I'm not skinnier. I'm not cute. No. They said I'm good at this. I'm going to figure out how to do it. So I've been sharing it at places like WeWork and Galvanize and at co-working spaces like Runway and Incubators. And I just came back from Denver and Seattle because I just keep finding communities that are thirsty for it. And they're mainly women. And I think it's a great time for us to come together, to share our stories, be a little vulnerable, and I'm going to ask you to be a little vulnerable today, and really find our voice and feel like we can appropriately communicate who we are, what we do, why we do it, and why that's important.
Back in the car, just finished up the Own Your Story workshop, and I am so glad that I went and participated. It was really good, and it was also surprisingly simple. Simple in the direction, obviously not very simple in terms of what we had to bring as participants, because it's really up to you. It's really up to you owning your story, crafting your story. Only you know the certain elements of your story that might be of interest to other people. But what Olivia does is help you to shape the story in a way that is digestible for other people and interesting for other or to other people. So what I learned from this workshop was, one, how to really craft my story in a way that it would resonate with other people, and being able to get feedback from the other women was really valuable as well, because we went through and we identified our stories on our own. We put together bullet points, or that's how I approached it. I put together bullet points. So I talked about from when I was sitting at my desk in my 9-to-5 feeling like I'd rather be a window washer, even though I'm afraid of heights, than working in my job. I painted that picture. I talked about that. Then I talked about realizing that I had a story to tell and the writing process and starting to do everything that I could to research becoming an author. Then I talked about transitioning to doing the podcast. And then I talked about my next transition and what's on the horizon there. So for me, I sort of knew all the elements of my story and I had put them together in different ways before, but it was really good to be able to share that story in that way with the women in my group and then get feedback from them as to what they would like for me to expand on, what elements really stood out to them. And if you are thinking about how to craft your own personal story, I would highly suggest that you start with the who, what, when, where. And Olivia said something that really stuck out to me toward the end. Let me flip through my notes, because I took notes. I wanted to make sure I did not miss or forget anything. She said, give them the heartstrings and the data. And what I take that to mean is, give them something that they can connect to. Give your listeners a way to connect to your story. But then also give them the real facts. Let them know you came to play. Let them know how you show up. If you helped increase sales at a company by 30%, let them know those numbers. If you were able to generate $500,000 in funding for your company as a result of your efforts, let them know that. If you were able to increase ad revenue, let them know that. Let them know how you show up and how you came to play. The other thing that I walked away with was understanding that although you can create a base for your story in its exact form will not work in every environment. You have to play to who your audience is and who you're talking to, who you're trying to appeal to. If you're trying to appeal to an employer, the way that you present your story might be slightly different than how you would present it if you were talking to a group of young women and trying to connect with them in a mentor-mentee type of way. So you have to understand the elements of your story, but then understand how you can slightly tweak those elements to then resonate with the audience that you're talking to. Every time we get in front of an audience, we want them to connect with us. That's the ideal scenario, is for them to be able to connect with you. So the Own Your Story workshop just gives you some of the skills and tools to be able to make that happen and do it in an effective way and also a concise way. She also gave us a time limit for how long we could take to share our story. And I thought that was awesome as well. Overall, I had a really good evening. I had a really good time. I met some great women who all had dynamic stories and stories that I could not have pinpointed when I saw them walk through the door. So that just shows you the amazingness of women and how all of us have our own stories. And there's also some similarities in a lot of our stories. And this was a really good group of women who were open, willing to share. And one of the things that is said at the beginning of the workshop is you have to be willing to be vulnerable. And I think everyone did just that. And that's what made it such an awesome experience. So I would definitely go to another On Your Story workshop, and I would encourage you to go as well. I hope that you enjoyed hanging out with me today and being in the streets a little bit, taking it out of the studio and doing something a little bit different. We have done this before similarly on a travel episode, but this time I wanted to do it with an event and see how that would feel. And also just bring you along for the experience so that I can share with you what I learned from the experience. So I hope that you enjoyed it. And as always, keep killing it.